From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Thursday marks 1 year since Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido declared himself the country's legitimate president. But Guaido's movement has stalled, and so he's gone to Europe to help jumpstart it again. The U.S. and more than 50 other countries supported Venezuela's National Assembly leader Juan Guaido when he claimed the country's presidency on January 23, 2019. They determined that authoritarian socialist president Nicolas Maduro had been reelected unconstitutionally. But Guaido's campaign to oust Maduro's regime has lost the momentum and global enthusiasm it enjoyed then. Missteps have weakened his opposition leadership, and Maduro, who is widely blamed for the worst economic collapse in the world today, remains entrenched in power. So Guaido has taken an urgent new gambit this week. Though he's officially barred from leaving Venezuela, he snuck out and is now in Davos, Switzerland for the World Economic Forum. There he hopes to convince global leaders to do more to help his democratic cause. He told CNN he's urging European governments in particular to tighten economic sanctions against the Venezuelan government. He wants them to more forcefully boycott Venezuela's so-called blood gold. One aim is to get Maduro to agree to new presidential elections, which polls say he'd lose. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.